This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Obviously didn't hold on to the lead. Here to talk about that on the Window Nation guest hotline, our colleague on Baltimore Baseball Tonight, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. It's on the Window Nation guest hotline, our friend and yours, Mike Bordick. Bordy, what's up?
Hey, Bob. How are you today?
Doing all right. Say hi to Steve Mulaski.
Steve, what's going on?
What's up, Michael?
Man, I love you. I love you, man. You're the best.
Oh, man. I could watch this guy play shortstop, Bob, every night for 6 months and make his two errors.
And then he probably would go better than 3-for-17 with runners in scoring position. But, Mike, we talked about some of the maladies of the Orioles yesterday during Baltimore Baseball Tonight. Up 3-0. I'm not using weather or fatigue as any sort of excuse. Where did things go haywire for the Birds on a rainy Wednesday in Baltimore?
Oh, my goodness. Well, it seems like every night it's just that big hit, right? It's nice to see their offense, you know, putting up some knocks. Everybody, it seemed like, aside from Rutschman and Gunner last night, but everybody kind of got their hits. But we just couldn't get the big hit. And it seems like night after night, that's what we're relying on. Yeah, Povich didn't throw his best game, but I think there were many opportunities for the Orioles to come through, and unfortunately it didn't happen for him last night.
Well, Bordy, it's come up on the show a couple of times already. It's not dump on Adley Day, but some fans keep wondering why the Orioles continue to bat him in prominent positions. 575 is his OPS in May. 185 is his batting average. Now, I'm looking at some numbers here. He's got 205 plate appearances for the year. Of those 205, about 195, or close to that, are batting second, third, and fourth. Plate appearances this year where he has batted anywhere but second, third, and fourth, 12. So the Orioles just have not dropped him down in the order. Is it time for that to happen?
Yeah, I think it's been time. Now, I can understand some reasoning early on about, you know, keeping his confidence up. And he was hitting the ball hard and having some pretty good at-bats. It's just not turning for him right now. And unfortunately, he's in some, you know, high-leverage spots, some good opportunity spots. So I think moving him down just might help him relax a little. It should. You know, hitting is so hard. It doesn't really matter where you are. But at least, you know, he won't be looked at as one of the main producers at the top of the lineup. And maybe he can work on some things at the bottom. He won't be piling up, you know, 5 at-bats a night and take his chances right there. And he's got to do this incrementally. I don't know that it's going to happen overnight. He just has to start getting some hits and slowly kind of bring himself back. He hasn't been himself for almost a year now, and it's a big mystery. It's a mystery to me. I think it's probably a bigger mystery, obviously, to him and the people that are around him, why he can't, you know, get some hits and be more of a contributor, you know, offensively. So, yeah, I think they should drop him down. And there should even be talk about, maybe just a couple-week reset. I know they've done it with guys, sent him down to the minor leagues, just a break. You know, I thought this might be a good opportunity when he wore that one off the face mask. I thought, okay, here we go. Put him on concussion protocol and let him go down to Norfolk for a couple weeks and just chill and let him get his swing right and come back, and here we go, and nobody would think anything different of it.
Interesting. So last night we saw Kate Povich run into trouble when he got his pitch count up, and that last inning was kind of messy. I mean, do you see enough to encourage you, Mike, to keep giving this kid the ball and saying if the season is going, you know, in the dumper here, why not at least have some of these young kids like Povich pitch every 5 days and let's figure out if he's in or he's out of the Oriole future?
Absolutely, Steve. You know, I think this is the opportunity to let all the young guys play. Bring them all up. You know, make your move. See if you can maybe create a little more depth, get some more prospects, do what you got to do as far as, you know, trades and what have you. But the young guys need to come up and they need to play. And the Orioles need to find out what they have so they can build on it. Because if there are too many question marks and they have to continue to develop guys in the big leagues, they're just never going to get where they want to be. They need really good major league players, and they got to find out which one of these guys is going to do it. And, you know, only Gunnar really has truly been the most consistent player. A lot of them had their ups and downs. It's nice to see Holiday going, but I know he's going to, you know, have his downtime too. I mean, every hitter does, but we got to find out about Mayo. You just got to find out about some other young outfielders too, because I just feel like, you know, Mullins is going to be moving on, and they're going to have to find out as much as they can, I think, about the young guys. And yes, especially about Cade Povich and the young pitchers, that more so than anything.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You know, Mike, sometimes it's going so bad for the Orioles, we focus on everything that's wrong. And so one thing that's right about this team, and I think fans should realize, for the next few years, we're going to get to watch Gunnar Henderson and Jackson Holiday play up the middle, and that's fun. And, I mean, who better to ask than you about their defense, and is it getting better, and what do you see? Because when you watch middle infielders, you see it at a level the rest of the world doesn't, man, because you were just so good and so concentrated. And, I mean, what a combination you were of talent and smarts and knowledge and all that. So I hope one day those two get where you were with that level of experience. But what are you seeing right now?
Yeah, no, I hope so, too. And, wow, Steve, you're pretty kind, man. I want you to keep going. Anyway, Bob and I were talking about this last night on BBT. We were talking about the internal clock, and that's what separates major league guys from minor league guys. And through experience and repetition and understanding the speed of the ball and the speed of the runner over and over again and seeing a hop here and there, it takes a long time. And both of these young infielders are starting to figure that stuff out. I think Jackson has made a really nice transition at second base. It looks like he's starting to develop a better internal clock for the speed of the game. Last year, no clue. He had no understanding of the speed of the major league game on every play. There were a lot of double plays missed, even routine ground balls, because the urgency wasn't quite there. Gunner is in between right now, and I can tell he is really working hard on his internal clock. Last year, nothing but over boogieing, man, just overplayed everything. And now you can see him kind of waiting back. You see like a long, slinky kind of sidearm throw at times where he tries to slow everything down. I would love him to have one set time, something that keeps him consistent and on time regularly instead of trying to manage it. Okay, fast runner, slow hit ball, I got to go at it. Like, you know, just too many question marks. Try to keep it as consistent as possible. The average major league runner probably gets down the line around 4-2, right in that area. So if you train yourself to field a ground ball, any ground ball, in 4 seconds, you should be pretty safe. And I think that helps them adjust and make those adjustments on the fly as they continue to learn. Ramon Urias, his internal clock is perfect wherever he goes. Very rarely do you see him out of the rhythm and timing of ground balls and understanding actually where to throw a ball on time.
Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer, here on the Total Request Thursday, 105.7 The Fan. Bob Hattie, Steve Molesky. Real quick, Bordy, you guys brought up Gunnar Henderson, and we were talking about this too on BBT last night, wearing the emotions on the sleeve. And unfortunately, a lot of times this year, they have been, frustrated emotions. Or is it a good or bad thing that he can tend to go John McEnroe when things aren't going well there?
Yeah, I just, you know, unfortunately, I feel like it's happening too frequently. I love and appreciate the snap. I played with some of the greatest snappers, just true pros. Jeff Conine, I don't know if anybody ever witnessed Jeff Conine snap after maybe he didn't come up with a big hit or strike out in a big situation. He would just destroy whatever was in the tunnel, his bat, a helmet. It didn't matter. And then he'd come back out smiling, just kind of let it go. So I think the timing of things, where you do them, right now for Gunner, it just doesn't look great on the field. Throwing the bat, jogging down the line now. This guy has to understand how important he is to this franchise and every little kid watching him. And every, actually, adult, too, that is critical of the superstar that jogs down the line. Control your frustrations and control what you can control. And Gunner has more effort and try and want than anybody in the game, and I think he can kind of harness that and just run hard down the line, man, because that's what's getting me, and I think a lot of fans, when they see that, they just don't see that caring side of it. They just see sloppy professionalism.
He's Mike Bordick, Oriole Hall of Famer. Bordy, always great to talk to you. I won't be on BBT next week because they're on the road, but I'll talk to you next Thursday. And don't snap when we hang up with you. Just keep it cool, man.
Good to hear, Bob. Thanks a lot. Steve, great talking with you too, man.
You too, Michael.
There's Oriole Hall of Famer Mike Bordick, number 14 in your program, number one in your hearts. We'll come back. Funhouse, Mr. Electricity, Nolan McGraw is coming your way. And then John Harbaugh met with the media yesterday. OTA's open to the masses. He talked about some things. What did he say? You'll hear.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
but not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.